You're listening to SBS News.
At a pop-up cafe at one of Melbourne's busiest train stations, teacher Tim Smith is getting a lesson in saving lives. Sitting on a stool wearing virtual reality goggles, he's oblivious to the bustle of human traffic around him as he's immersed into a digitally contrived emergency.
I thought it was really good, as the technology was great compared to other examples, but genuinely makes you think about it if you feel like you're actually there. I feel a little bit more confident in, so yes.
It's an Australian first training course conducted through virtual reality. The first person digital experience was created to improve confidence to enable bystanders to act in emergency situations. St John Ambulance team leader Katie Van Warkom says it's a whole new level in first aid training.
People are feeling like, you know, they've dived into something and they're immersed in a different world, and they can actually feel what it would be like if they had a real emergency in front of them. And could they handle it? What should they learn to do next?
Participants put on the goggles and are presented with an emergency scenario.
Hello? Hello, sir? Hello, wake up!
For example, standing in line to pay at a pay station in a car park, suddenly a man falls to the ground and the user is asked to assist.
I think he's having a heart attack. I need your help. I'm a first aider.
The participant is then quizzed on how to respond. St John Ambulance says the new style of learning reduces the time commitment for a traditional CPR module by a third. St John Ambulance CEO Gordon Botwright says last year in Victoria alone, more than 6,400 people suffered a cardiac arrest, but only 40% received CPR from a bystander. Mr Botwright says he's hoping to improve that figure.
We set ourselves a goal over the next 5 years to have 90% of sudden cardiac arrest out of hospital to receive CPR. And when the rates are only about 40% at the moment, there's a big job of work to do there.
Melbourne office worker Alan Veach wants to be one of that 90%. He stopped in for a CPR refresher on his way to work, and he says he'd like to be useful in an emergency.
Well, it's important, I suppose, for everyday life, whether you're at home, community or at work. You never know when somebody may need some assistance, so it's always good skills to have.
Gordon Botwright says it's hoped the virtual reality experience will help improve not just reaction times, but the numbers of people willing to attempt CPR in a real-life emergency.
They are reticent to try it out, and which is why the virtual reality experience makes it a more real-life environment, so that you feel like you've actually done it before. When you're in the community and somebody falls down, you've now had an experience of what to do because you've been through the virtual reality training.
Research shows virtual reality students react 20% faster than those schooled in the traditional method and achieve a retention rate of 75% compared to just 5% from those receiving a lecture. St John Ambulance plans to follow up the CPR module with virtual reality courses in treating snake bites, anaphylaxis and choking in coming months. Abby Dinham, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.